friends. Country been down so long, it's a must I win. Hold my place like cast iron, won't break, won't bend. Stuck them racks in an all black Camuto bag. Louis V, Drake, Dover Starch, Bowman Pants. Used to rock them camo.
Oh, welcome. Welcome to episode 149 of the First Rounders. He's a dickhead. This your boy, B. Willingham, a.k.a. Hashim Tabit.
Yeah. What's up, my brothers? King Leon here, man. We got a good show tonight, man. I can't wait to talk about it with you guys. We here.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, this is your boy, the real Reggie. You know, so young Clifton had to go back into retirement again, though. But y'all already know, man, the vibe is still real. And I love the name, Ronaldo. Remember the bowl. Remember if you know.
Yes,
if
indeed.
You know. Just leave it at
no
that.
Explanation needed. No explanation needed at all.
Yes, indeed.
Only the true initiator would know, man. So I'm glad to be here with you boys tonight, man. Quick. Shout out, B. Brian. Brian's online tonight, man. This is his birthday today, man. So I'm gonna give him a shout out.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to that man, Brian Takahashi.
Man, that man is right now slizzard in Florida, man. So living it up.
My man,
hold on. He's not the Masters. I definitely thought he would have been at the Masters. You know?
I thought he'd be at at Laney Walker right now.
I would hope not.
Ever in Augusta, Brian, don't find yourself in that.
That's one of the nice areas, you know. That and Peach Orchard Road. That's one of those nice areas for you.
Don't listen to Brandon. Man, I'm hemmed up out here.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Little do the folks I know, Brian is an avid golf fan and very, very good at it. So, you know, you gotta definitely get him on here and talk about the Masters, man.
See what I was just about to say, man. We probably should know that, man. Shit, man. We can ask him this quick. Who do you have in the Masters, Brian?
I got Shooter McGavin.
Hey,
I'm not mad at Shooter McGavin.
I'm not either.
I'm not mad at Shooter McGavin either, man.
McGavin is somebody who gets a safe choice.
But no, I kept hearing about the young cat, the dude that's like coming up. That's like he's like number 8 in the world right now.
I don't know who you're talking about, but I can't think of dude's name right now to save my life.
Yeah, like the buildup is real with him though. Like, all right, cool. Like he's like, you know, he's the youngin' in the game, but like he's coming up real quick. And so you know, see how that works.
There we go.
Yes.
I heard it first.
Yeah.
Tiger is still in the game, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm looking on like via Instagram. Where I was on Instagram too. One of my friends said Scheffler's going to win. Don't know who that is, but yeah, he's going to win.
That's the young cat, I think.
Oh, that's the young cat. Okay.
I think he might, you know, he might make a name for himself.
Yeah.
God,
he said to do it.
Yeah, man. But before we start the show, man, we gotta give our condolences to the boy, OJ Simpson, you know,
Juice, dog, that was not on my bingo card.
You know what? And you know what? I'll be honest, I always known him as Nordberg from the Naked Gun.
That's exactly how
I know him from
the movies before. And crazy and strangely enough, he was a 49er fan, right? He was born in San Francisco.
San Francisco. I think didn't he play a season for him?
Yeah, that one he played one good season for him. I'm like, oh, okay. But I knew him as Nordberg, man. So
good old Nordberg.
I'm like, who is this crazy dude? And then what, 94? Like, holy shit, that crazy dude from Naked Gun is going to jail. He's up for murder.
He's in the police chase on I-5 in the white Bronco.
What? Yeah, like what? Coming home from school, my grandma throwing me on the TV, like, look at that. OJ's on the highway. Like, okay.
Wasn't it doing Rush Hour too?
What? You know what I mean? And they're making it sports related. He interrupted the NBA finals and stuff with that. So,
yeah.
You know,
Like you said, everybody turned on that shit, dog. It was real. It was one of the many things. remember back then that it got interrupted. They were like, yeah, we're going to turn it to now. High speed chase. OJ Simpson.
Yeah. Right.
And the case that followed that whole year and became a whole. That was another subject in itself, but you know, hey.
You had to be alive. I'm sorry.
You just had to have been there. Again, nothing screams 90s more than that OJ trial.
Yeah.
Even as a 10-year-old, I still remember. Bro, I remember every day of my life. I kept asking my parents, you know, when was the trial going to end, yo?
Yes.
Look, man. I had questioned this group chat. I feel bad after saying that. I was like, y'all think he's going to heaven?
Hey.
We will not touch that with the tip.
You never know. I mean, he can ask for forgiveness when he got for all his sins. I mean, you know, nobody. I would just say is nobody's perfect. You know.
Yeah.
Everybody make mistakes. You know, like I said, that's between him and God. You know.
Yeah. Basically. But yeah, man. RP to him. Okay. Yeah. He was a newsmaker in all kind of forms,
sports,
and life, culture, race, everything. So.
Yes. Yeah.
He did it all.
He was not black. He was OJ. Clear what he said he was.
Man, but that show was good though, man. That show, like I said, there were two things. That show, the FX show, and then the documentary on ESPN, you know, were like both. Yes.
Oh yeah.
The documentary on ESPN was all of it. Like I said, it seemed like again that year there was like three different OJ projects.
Right.
Wild times.
Yeah, I just wanted to just go and get it out of the way because you know we got us a fun filled show today, and
exactly. We
had some basketball.
We're not gonna talk about murders no more. Allegedly.
Only murders we're gonna be talking about right now is SC getting in Iowa's the Hawkeyes' ass. So that's all the murder we're gonna be talking about. Talking about SC South Carolina, definitely. I told y'all South Carolina's gonna get that revenge on that ass.
But South Carolina woman, woo, Dawn Staley.
But that first quarter though, they let Caitlin Clark eat. Had like 18 points, but they let old girl from South Carolina just lock her down and.
Raven Johnson was put on her. It was.
Oh yeah, it was a route. It was definitely a route, man.
It was strategy.
It was great strategy.
It was strategy, man. Mm-hmm. I feel like the overall story for me for that was the South Carolina undefeated streak to it. Caitlin Clark was a cool story, but the story to me was. South Carolina being undefeated, and if I'm like, wasn't it where like they lost like five of their starters?
Oh, I was just about to mention something.
Yeah, all their starters.
They lost. They went undefeated this season. The fight that's back that Dawn Staley graduated all five starters from last year's Final Four team.
Bro, that to me that is just way more you know what I'm saying? That's way more new. Well, I'm not taking nothing against from Caitlin Clark because she did a thing too, but. I just felt like the story should be more focused on the girl team had five starters off, and they still went undefeated and won another championship. So,
they're basically the new UConn, Gina Orema. Yeah,
they're a machine.
Yeah,
Don Mercedes built a machine.
Yeah,
over there in Columbia.
Yeah,
powerhouse over there. It's powerhouse.
Oh yeah, it's a powerhouse, and I think. They
she also has the number one. She also has the number one recruit coming to the next year's class too, doesn't she?
I think so, and I know UConn got maybe like the second best player in that class. But yeah, UConn's gonna be good too next year. And there you go. What's good, bro?
Patting y'all, Corbin Rivers in the building. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Talking about this on these women, the Winning Championship game. We were talking about how UConn probably gonna be not UConn, but South Carolina probably gonna be can win it again next year because they got the best recruiting class next year. And I was just about to say that that I think the next person that everybody gonna be talking like you know they talk about Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, those players. Juju I was about to say Juju Lewis, but Juju Watkins. She's gonna be the next big thing, I think. Don't know if it's gonna be next year, maybe her junior year. They USC should get them a championship. During those 4 years, I predict that because they got some good. They got a good little recruiting class too, I believe. Cause she already averaging about 30 a game, and that's just her freshman year.
Yeah, I say, oh yeah, she's gonna be a problem. She's gonna be a major problem going forward.
Oh yeah, huge problem.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. But again, though, like I said again, you already said, Ronaldo, about South Carolina and undefeated, and let's just not also just get the bigger story too is the fact that again this. We saw the trajectory last year, but this year pretty much, cemented that women's college basketball is here.
Yep.
Perfect.
They beat the men's final, and it wasn't particularly close.
Yeah.
In fact, I can tell y'all straight up that Sunday, I watched the women's finals from bell to bell.
And you know what's crazy? I was gonna say this around the men's basketball topic, but. Last night was the first time me watching the men's championship game.
That's about right.
Yeah, I'm sorry to cut y'all. I just had to tell y'all that.
It's a wild transition because it was so male dominated.
Right.
It's a good thing. We saw it coming. We always kept talking about watch out for the women's because the women's also, the women's college team's been playing some like ball. They've been playing ball, where it goes down to the X's and O's. Well, I guess you call it X and O's with the plays.
Yeah.
Getting some play calling in, strategy. Oh, Caitlin Clark is that deal? All right, I find somebody that can lock her down. Like an actual battle, like a war game type of deal where, not these teams are gonna be being competitive. So it's pretty cool.
But yeah, but I think in fact, when Dame was here last time, I remember him talking about it. He's right, man. It's the fact that, yes, Don's getting these great players, man. But again, Don coached her ass off throughout this entire tournament. Yeah. Especially,
Don can coach.
Of course, she's also been there. She's been there a minute too, man. She's had time to hone her craft. And like I said, she is. Oh yeah, she showed exactly. What again? There's a reason why she's the new. They're the new UConn.
Yeah.
Absolutely the new UConn, but of course, back when UConn was, of course, UConn has always been a constant. But during that time, Pat Summer was doing her thing at Tennessee. Stanford has always had, a strong program, and their coach just recently retired.
Yep. Props for her dad as well.
Yeah, Vanderbilt. Yeah, Vanderbilt, is that her name?
Yeah, Vanderbilt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Terry or something. Yeah. Terry Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, yep, Stanford has always had a good program. Yeah. Both you said UNC, though USC wasn't considered a traditional women's power. From year to year.
I forgot the latest name that was the head the coach back in the 90s or so. I forgot the name, but yeah, I mean they had their years that they was good as just the same as Duke, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Duke too. Yeah, yep. But I'm saying that not a traditional women's. Traditional power in women's basketball, but in fact, USC back in the day, man, you and USC had them. I mean, we all know, Cheryl Miller, the most famous, USC basketball, women's basketball player until Duke breaks all of her records. Yeah, now
they had Monica McCall on there too, from Love and Basketball. She was on there.
Oh yeah, Sean was, man. Shit, man. Yeah, she's five, bro.
Yeah, I want to say this about South Carolina and Dawn Staley, how good of a job she was doing when she took that job at South Carolina. She basically built that program up from the ground up.
They were trash.
They was like the Vanderbilts of the Vanderbilt football of basketball of women's basketball, but. Yeah.
Monica McCall is the name.
Yes, indeed.
From Burke Smith.
Real ones know. Real ones know.
Yeah, that's my cousin. That's JR right there.
Yes, sir.
JR, what's up, JR?
And I ain't talking about Jim Ross.
Ah, yes. Mr. Barbecue.
JR from Jersey.
What's
happening?
But overall, I like the... Well, I'm going to say this before I reach the next one, the next topic. Overall, I like the women's championship game better than I did in the men's game. But Since I'm talking about the I ain't said nothing about the men's game.
That's not a hot take. That is, that was expected, man. I mean, again, you have the number, and before you segue, B, like I said, man, we definitely can't go far, you know, without giving you know Caitlin her props, man. Like
I forgot all about doing her props.
Oh yeah, man, her two years, you know, have definitely again she's been the main reason, but she hasn't been the only reason why this sport has risen, though, man. I mean, of course, she played a big role, and again, if we talk about tone setters and that's people who really did change the game, she's changing the game. Again, you had to pay more for the women's final than you did the men's, and even throughout the entire tournament, the women's final four tickets were averaging more than the men's final four tickets. The championship game's averaging more. They got more viewers. Again, the women for these past two seasons had legit star power, and it wasn't just Caitlin. You know, it was Angel Reese's. It was, you know, Camila Cardozo, you know. South Carolina. It was Juju Watkins. It was Aaliyah Edwards from UConn, Paige Bueckers.
The girl from Notre Dame. She's good, too, the point guard.
Yep, I know you're talking about. I can't think of his name, but I know
what you're talking about. She got up next too. I forgot all about that girl. And the girl from Virginia Tech was good too until she hurt her knee. She's going to Kentucky now since Virginia Tech's head coach took that job at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Georgia something.
Yeah.
Okay, so she transferred to Kentucky. Okay.
Her name is Georgia, but she's probably from Texas.
Sounds about right. But I think again, like I said, that the women being stamped, and of course, you know, Caitlin Clark's career is just some of the things, you know, that's I'm going to remember, you know, from you know the women's tournament, and like y'all said, man, she was just I was just about to get into that, JR. I was just about to get into the women's draft is this Monday. And because the Fever are expected to select Caitlin Clark, the tickets have gone up. Tickets have gone up. The Aces have moved their game from the arena that they used to play in. They're moving their game against the Fever to the T-Mobile Arena, just in anticipation. You know, just again, it's a Caitlin Clark effect. It's going to follow her.
It's like
from Iowa City to the big time.
It's like Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston.
Aaliyah Boston, yep.
That's gonna be a nice. They're gonna be doing work.
Fever gonna be a problem.
They're gonna be a problem.
Fever should be a problem from here on.
Yes, they are. Yeah, and I ain't talking about the temperature either.
Remember, man, like I said it was it's definitely good. You know, just to see them, you know, get their shine. Like I said, I think it's just the beginning. Cause like you said, Don ain't going nowhere.
Nah.
Yeah, Gino Auriemma is still in UConn. I mean, And as we all know, those and Angel Reese going to Chicago. Shit,
I don't know. That wouldn't be. I would have to trade one of those players. You know, trade one of draft choices. That I don't know. That might work, but I.
But all that to say, look at the hype we got about the WNBA draft now. Like, you know, I talked about the year before. Like, you know. Yeah. Like I feel that it's slowly but surely becoming something to where like, all right, let's see the WNBA get their shine too. Hopefully, I mean, this is another topic I'll talk about another day too, but like, you know, WNBA still got some shit they gotta work out too.
Yes, they do.
In order to like, you know, get these folks properly introduced and doing their thing for the league, you know, not like, you know, getting to where they're going overseas still. But, you know, again, it's another topic for another day. But to see the hype coming up, though, is really dope.
Most definitely, man. But, yeah. But we also had a men's championship game, just letting y'all know.
Did we?
It's crazy because, like, you know, crazy. We about,
I don't
like,
think we did. It
was about 7 or 8 years ago. Game. Yeah, 7 or 8 years ago, we'd probably be saying the same thing about women's basketball. But yeah,
I know we'd be saying the same thing about women's basketball.
Yeah, that's wild, ain't it?
But yeah, highlights from that game, man. Oof, highlights from that game.
It's beat by double digits. Yeah. It's some interesting highlights. I'm gonna go in this briefly. Well, I'm gonna just go on to
that putback dunk. That putback dunk from Cam Hyde might be the single most exciting thing that happened in that game.
Yeah, and I'm about to. UConn won by 15, 75 to 60. They definitely used the game plan for to beat Purdue. They let Zach Edey score and let everybody else try to beat them, and that strategy worked. Edey dropped 37 points, 15 to 25 field goal, however, everybody else was nine of 29, which is 33%, and as a team, they shot 1 for 7, which is 14%. So it's a crazy thing. Here's another stat for y'all. Only two players scored in double digits for Purdue. The other one was Braden Smith. He had 12. But UConn, they had like four players over double digits. And shout out to UConn. They were the first team to win back-to-back titles since Florida did it back in 2006 and 2007.
That was a cool stat right there.
Yeesh. Yeah, that's it's been that long since.
Yeah.
Been a while, my boy.
But I will say this one thing, man. You know the stat that really got me in that game, though, y'all? Yeah, Purdue only shot 1 3-pointer in that. Well, they only made 1 3-pointer in that game.
Exactly, cuz. That's his name, Braden Smith. He think he's the point. He's that point guard. But yeah.
They only made one field. They only made one 3-pointer in that entire game.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
One. Like I said, they let Zach eat and everybody else, they just locked them down. And that's it. And now the thing is, like, will UConn three-peat? I don't know. If everybody say they're going to stay next year, they would, but that's not going to happen.
Back-to-back is crazy.
Like, yeah, back-to-back-to-back.
March Madness itself, because March Madness is crazy.
Yeah.
Unpredictable. Anything can happen.
They did it back-to-back, and the average winning margin was 13 points per game.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Closing
cats. So
that I forgot to even mention that. That was, like, the most dominating tournament run I've seen that crazy. I've actually seen.
And with guys who we don't know, again – you have to really know college basketball to know who the players are, you know, for UConn. I mean, you don't know Donovan Klingon, the center. I only know him because, again, he would look good in the Hawks jersey.
Yes.
I know about Donovan Klingon, but everybody else. You can't tell me anybody else who plays for that team.
That's Gunther's little brother. And I know
not Gunther.
Yeah. Look him up, Tarif. You'll see he looks just like Gunther. But I know Stephon Castle because he went to Newton County, and I actually seen him play when they played Archer. He was nice in Newton. You look at Donovan Kling, and you'll see that. Now you'll think you'll be looking at Gunther.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, but yeah, I think overall I enjoyed this basketball season. I love the fact that UNC they didn't win the championship, but they made it all the way to the Sweet 16, and they went to the highest they got to maybe was ranked number 4, which is good for me, because a lot of folks had them like, nah, dang, I'm doing this thing, and they exceeded expectations, and I'm glad they did that, and I'm not gonna doubt Hubert Davis again.
How do you feel like they're gonna be next year?
Good question. It's all about if RJ stays. If RJ stays, they should be good. If RJ and Harrison Ingram, I think they've been pointing like they might stay. But I know one of the guards from UNC, he transferred. I was about to say JP Tokoto, but that's his brother, Seth Trumbull. He transferred. He apparently wants to be a starting point guard. I mean, he can be one, but he ain't gonna be one at UNC because UNC got Elliot Cadeau and they got Ian Jackson, Drake Tower coming in next year.
They'll be
good, but as far as I hate to say it, I think Duke is gonna be way better too. They got that Cooper Flag kid.
Cooper Flag coming in.
Yeah, it's crazy because if he was able to leave the end of the draft right now in high school, he'd be number one draft pick just because that's how slow the NBA draft is right now.
I believe it. So I believe it.
So yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah. But speaking of since we, oh shoot, I just got some crazy news right here. I've been talking about Calipari, but breaking. Kentucky's gonna hire the BYU coach, Mark Pope.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a shocker right there. But
what's it with BYU this year?
They made the they was like a seven seed team. They always had good years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're not bad.
So, I think they wanted old buddy from Baylor, and they wanted Dan Hurley.
Dan Hurley, yeah.
And I'm glad them boys they stayed.
But yeah, Dan Hurley wasn't leaving the Northeast, so that was definitely
he'd be stupid. He be stupid. Yeah. And Scott Drew basically built Baylor from the ground up. I would be stupid to leave there too. Cause he's definitely gonna probably get that court and probably that arena named after him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the last we saw of Drake. Going
to Drake about to be an Arkansas fan, but
Drake shit up a damn diss track.
Does Drake know how to get to Fayetteville, Arkansas yet, y'all?
Hey, I know one thing. He better not hop on the UNC bandwagon. He can go and he can hop on the Duke bandwagon if you want to.
Go
wear one of those jerseys.
Brandon, go bring that shit over here.
Yeah. But since I got rudely interrupted by Bleacher Report, who saw that Calipari leaving Kentucky? And I think Reggie, you was the first one that texted me that. I slick thought I was dreaming when you said that.
Crazy.
I didn't. Again, of all the damn places, this man's going to Arkansas. I was like, yo, I gotta put this shit in the group chat. And that shit looked mad crazy, man. I'm like, yo, I want to make sure that I wasn't going crazy out here.
Yeah, nah,
he just wants to stay in the SEC. He wants to stay in the SEC because he already knows the competition level. Yeah. But he went to Arkansas though, and Arkansas is definitely not known for basketball.
But you know what? They had their run under Nolan Richardson, and of course Musselman before he got hired by
boy, that 60 minutes of Fury, whatever they used to call it.
Yeah, 40 minutes of hell.
Yeah, Eric Musselman's a good coach.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy before that was decent too. He was Nolan Richardson's assistant. Gosh. He's a black dude. I forgot his name.
I know who you're talking about too, but I can't think of his name either.
Because they gave UNC some fits back in 2017 in the second round. What is that guy's name? He's a good coach. Hate that he had got fired, but it is what it is.
Yeah. But not T. You're right though, T. It is Arkansas at the end of the day. It's Arkansas, Kentucky. But you know what? Again, I give Calipari credit though. Calipari in his exit said that, you know what? It's time for another voice. It was time that Kentucky had another voice, and he just realized, you know, his run there was up.
Yeah.
And ironically, the guy who was the face of one and done, ultimately, you could argue that one and done pretty much killed his career, or at least killed his tenure at Kentucky. He still has a career left, though, but yeah, he killed his tenure at Kentucky.
Yeah, let's look into that. 15 years at Kentucky and only one title. Bruh, if that ain't
I didn't realize it was that damn long though.
15
y'all.
Years, yeah.
15 years, because I still remember when he coached at Memphis.
Oh yeah. And you know what was crazy about that? When he left Memphis, he got into some sanctions. Just playing.
Yeah, they did.
But you would have thought with those one and done players, they would at least got two titles. I mean, come on, man. Roy Williams was at UNC since from 2002 to about 2021. They got three titles. I'm just saying.
We're right.
But I'll talk about Roy Williams in a little bit. But so yeah, I know Reggie had told me that, but you said he had got this off the internet. But they said that he's like the Italian version of Doc Rivers, and I can't see that at all. It's true,
bruh. bro. Oh, Lord.
You are on.
He ain't been doing it. Doc Rivers ain't did nothing, man. Hey, man, he need to change his
last name. That's why he's on that.
Exactly.
He need to change. He need to change last name, dog. Because he messing up. He messing up.
Drew said you can't carry Rivers, bro.
What about Rivers? What about Doc Calipari?
Hey, take the S off at the end. Just take the S off.
Tell him
to just River. Nah, bro. He fucking out. Nah, bro. Mm-mm. Yeah. Sir.
I tell your cousin to chill out, man.
Right.
I don't know that guy. That's a
down the line long
loss.
Yeah.
Ain't never been found.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Milwaukee did not get better with him, but okay.
He's still in the lost and found.
Milwaukee's about stupid in a their organization about stupid anyways. But, I mean.
Milwaukee did nothing in that coaching change at all.
Nah, it was stupid.
He lost. He didn't lose more games than they won.
Right.
Yeah, the coach they fired, they had a better record.
Much better record. They were like, what?
Way better.
I think they didn't have double-digit losses until after they got out, bro.
Make it make sense.
Freaking horrible.
Right.
Freaking horrible.
Again, I know no other coach who's lived so long after one championship that's literally a generation ago.
Bro, he ate off that championship.
He has been eating good off that championship, yo.
He ate off that championship more so than you should be eating off that thing. But
right.
That nigga eating off that championship like I'm eating on the salmon right now, yo.
Oh, damn.
Woo! Tragic. Tragic.
Yeah. Speaking of championships, man, Rashad McCants.
Woo!
I thought I was tired of talking about this damn dude, but he basically trying to, I don't know what it is.
He
had that, ever since the championship game, he had those 14 points and he didn't score anything because they wanted Sean May to score for his birthday. He has been feeling salty. Now he was saying that he dealt with prejudice at UNC. Really, man?
Come on, hold on. Before we go any further, for all our listeners right now, everybody who's listening live, well, for one, we thank you all. You could be anywhere in the world right now, but you're here with us. You know, thank you for checking out the first rounders. You know, subscribe to us. You know, is that we everywhere except for Pandora,
hit the
and except for Google, it's except for Google Podcasts. Google Podcasts got shut down.
Yep, smash that like button.
Ah, yes, smash the subscribe button.
Yeah.
Subscribe, comment, share. You already know.
Spread
the movement.
Do it big.
Spread the movement.
We about to, man. You know.
Oh yeah, we got you. Hey, you came to the right place. Talk to me nice.
Yeah.
You came to the right place.
Yeah.
We definitely got you on this battle, man. But again, thank you all for joining us. I just want to give that, you know, just quick PSA.
Yeah.
I'll be anywhere, but thank you for rocking with the first rounders on this good Thursday night.
Yeah, but this shit that Rashad Matt Rickans is talking about, he should be putting that shit on the second rounders, man. He ain't relevant anymore, so he just got to just say stuff to make everybody feel. He just tried to throw shade on UNC, like he was saying that back in 2014 that he wasn't going to classes and he should have been academically ineligible. I'm like, that's your damn fault right there. I mean, that ain't got nothing to do with the damn coach. Then he was talking about Coach Williams was like saying stuff about him. He was saying stuff that he couldn't get folks' names right, and he was saying, "Why can't you be named like Joe, Jimmy, or something?" So I'm like, "You just nitpicking." And then my boy Felton, he was just saying stuff like, "Yeah, he's a of all the stuff he done did, he called him a dickhead." I'm like, "Well, he's a dickhead, all right."
But,
oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry about that. But yeah, it's just crazy, man. I don't know. Ever since that championship game, he's been feeling some kind of way. He's not relevant anymore. So, but it is what it is. Just stay away from. That's really to keep UNC's name out of his mouth or Roy Williams out of his mouth.
For sure.
You know the most messed up thing though? Allegations of prejudice, racism. Very serious for him in the first rounders. But we have your own teammates checking you.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And the problem might be you.
It is him. Because when Theo Pinson and Justin Jackson were saying, like, they said that Coach Williams don't give a damn about no damn birthday or no damn or other people trying to shine. They trying to win a damn game. I'm like, dude, isn't that? Yeah. Again, he scored like 14 points, but didn't score anything else after that. Maybe it's because your ass is a streaky shooter, and maybe your ass wasn't open. Maybe Illinois had a better game plan on you, you know. And Sean May just ate in the second half. You ever thought about that, dude?
Right, bro.
Of course not.
That's that hubris, man.
Yeah. I thought Caleb Lowell like my least favorite UNC player. It's definitely Rashad McCants now. But I kind of found out that Caleb Love and RJ Davis, they just couldn't play together. That's what that was. They needed the ball at the same time. But yeah. Apparently they needed Deja Kelly. Apparently they needed Deja Kelly at the same time. But
I was just about to say, didn't they need something else at the same time too?
Yes, indeed. But you know.
That's wild. Okay.
It is wild for real, man.
Kids these days, what's going on?
The kids.
Generation, man.
The kids.
Yeah. All the women at UNC, they want to get one to fight over. I'm like, dude.
Oh my God.
But man, we got, like I said, this is episode 149. We got our we talked about our college basketball. And now it's time for a great show. The Super Bowl of wrestling was this past weekend. WrestleMania, or XL, whatever they call it. Great night.
WrestleMania 40, another landmark WrestleMania.
Yes, indeed, man.
And of course, because WrestleMania got so big, we got two nights. We got two nights.
It's been talked about as the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
You know what? I can see that.
It's too early for me.
Yeah, I was about to say it's too early, especially compared to something like 17. 17, I always say was like the perfect card.
Yeah.
17 was like the perfect wrestling card, like top to bottom. I think any pay-per-view has. It probably will be top. I would agree that it probably will be top five because, again, the especially in the context, in the historical context, WrestleMania 40 is absolutely going to be right up there. You know, it's at the lead-up. I think the lead-up is probably one of the best, if not the best lead-up I've personally witnessed. I mean, again, the Rock going, not just going, but fully embracing the heel turn was probably the best thing that this WrestleMania season needed. He put on a master class and had to remind Cass that, you know what? I do this. I did this. He'll do this. It was absolutely incredible. That's actually a good point. Ending of 17 doesn't leave a sour taste in your mouth. Yeah, that was.
Was that when Stone Cold finally joined with Vince?
Yeah.
That's got to be it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, back when Vince was being a menace, you know. Surprised he didn't have a Brian Penny's main event at WrestleMania, you know.
Could have been if he stayed. Could have been.
Oh. That's a good. Nah, we would have had to rock against Roman Reigns
in a Braun Panties match.
Yeah. Oh, I hope not. Damn, who? Yeah. I mean, it'll be damn. Diddy probably be the one that created that match, probably.
Damn.
Yeah, but nah. I definitely, look. It was entertaining as hell. I enjoyed the hell out of it. It was worth the build up, as y'all were talking about. It was worth the hype. It was worth, like Rich was saying, the switch up. Like, how do you pivot that good and make, you know what I'm saying? The pivot was awesome. The pivot was
good. Hold on. You want to know why you pivot that good, Ronaldo? Vince isn't booking the show. That's how you pivot.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's you pivot good, and you pivot immediately when you realize that the plans that you think was going to fly was not going to fly. Again, you already said it. If Fist was still booking it, we definitely would have got Rocky Roman Reigns in slowest WrestleMania main event of all time.
Probably would have had like Trump campaigning and stuff. Maybe had like maybe The Rock wear like some pants that got Trump 2024 on them.
Damn. By them comments he was making lately, he was on Fox too doing it. Like, okay, that's another discussion. But
yeah, this is not a political podcast right here. If you want, the second rounders.
There we go. Yeah. second or third rounders, but
yeah,
not the first rounders though. But
right,
but again, like I said, within that week. When The Rock was getting booed, and it's not even not even the Big Show, Rock got booed in Knoxville, Tennessee. When The Rock was getting booed at house shows right after the stare down with Vince, stare down with Roman, you know some shit had to change. You know some shit had to, shit had to be done. And again, credit to Triple H, and I've been waiting for this documentary, but I don't know, y'all probably saw the commercials for Behind the Curtain for WrestleMania. The reason they had to drop it because they filmed so much footage during the weekend that, again, they're still making the final cut of it.
And
when the final cut is, good, they said that that's when they drop it, though. But that's one of the reasons why we haven't gotten that documentary yet, because they're still making the final cut. So
that's
the guy
right there. I
want
to say, man.
Yeah, pretty much. Paul.
The new era, man.
Paul Levesque.
The new era.
Paul Levesque.
I always thought of Levesque, but that's just me.
Hey, man. Look.
It probably is, man. But
it probably is. But...
To give it more culture.
Right.
Give it that je ne sais quoi.
when he first came out as Hunter Hearst Helmsley. You know what I'm saying? With the regal music and the bowing before you whoop your ass up there, like, it was a big deal by that time, man. But for him to come from that to on some for real life Succession shit, like he really did a ton for Succession and married into the family, and now he is the CEO almost basically of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not to give away the spoiler of Succession, but hey, it's over with now. But you know, literally it's time for Succession, and he's taking over the biz, and he's making it his, man. Like, and he's doing the damn thing, and he put on a great WrestleMania for that weekend.
But you know what's wild, Ronaldo? I think I saw a meme of this, though. Y'all probably seen this meme too, but somebody put up something that, everybody from the Attitude Era now is basically running WWE.
Yeah,
you got Triple H as chief content officer. Basically, he's head of everything. The wrestling product is all Triple H.
Yeah,
and Shawn Michaels runs NXT,
doing all job. Like
Michael Shawn Hickenbottom.
Yep, Michael Shawn Hickenbottom. Yeah, him. Michael Shawn Hickenbottom is running NXT. The Rock is now on the board of TKO.
Then his daughter is running NXT.
Yep. His daughter is the manager for NXT.
It's so cool to see that. See his daughter, like, being, like, what the coolest moment was, skipping a little bit off the Monday night, the episode after, was when they had all the general managers getting set up because the draft is coming up soon. And seeing Don Rock's daughter, like, okay, cool. We ready to be getting into it. We all, being all part of this now. So, it's cool just to see the rest that we grew up on is keeping it moving, keeping it working. Because they can't wrestle forever. You know what I'm saying? You see the age now. You like, you want them to wrestle forever.
Clearly.
You know what I'm saying? New blood time now. So it's like, and they're doing a good job of ushering all this in. So all that to say is like, which night was y'all favorite night? I mean,
both nights was great, but I like, just for some reason, I like night one, but.
Okay.
I think because I didn't really, I was there doing other stuff. I was multitasking. I didn't really like watch it. But yeah, I enjoyed night one a lot. Like that tag match. That was a good match. Tag match was kind of funny.
That tag match was awesome. It was, yeah. You're talking about the ladder match, right?
That ladder match, that dang rubber ladder. Yeah.
The broken ladder.
Yeah, I thought that junk was going to break when them boys got up there.
The broken ladder was going, like, it was the coolest world that happened. They finally had the on the belt song separated.
And
it was
something cool. They should have been did. And I kind of knew from there, right there, yeah. Damon's gonna cash in.
Yeah. He just needed to get rid of the belts first.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Yeah, it was cool
to see that. I want to say, doing y'all were picks, I don't think any of us chose, you know, the Judgment Day to win any of those belts anyway.
Oh, no, nah, they weren't winning them back.
I thought Judgment Day was going to keep them. I mean, I thought they were going to just keep dominance going, but, you know, cool. Good for them, you know, good for Austin Truth and him. I can't really believe I'm saying it, but Grayson Waller and, you know what I'm saying?
Austin Theory, yeah. I don't think anyone chose them.
I actually like them boys right there. Grayson Waller, I like them boys a lot. Grayson Waller and Mr. A-Town Down.
I get Austin Theory. I mean, okay.
I think he's got up next.
You know what I'm saying? They've been putting in the work for it. Like,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cool, so. I kind of wanted, you know, it's cool that they're getting that now. They're getting a shot because, again, they've been Grayson Waller and Austin Theory has been doing a lot of, like, you know, a lot of camera time. So it makes sense for that.
Mm-hmm.
So for them that makes sense.
You're right.
Yeah.
I think for me, again, this I'm sorry, y'all, that this definitely, you know, comes off. It might come off as lazy, but it's just for me, man. I think night two was the better night, and I don't think it was particularly close. Not because night one was bad. Like I said, that night one was still good. I think for me, night one, the middle of night one was, the middle of night one wasn't that great.
It was no. We'll put it out. It was no bad to me. It was no bad matches. The worst was bad.
I'm sorry, y'all. The Usos was a bad match.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Anybody want to say that
bad match. I'm sorry.
Usos match was bad.
Yeah.
But it was, and that's because Jimmy. You know what? Again, Jimmy is just not a singles wrestler. I think I said this to you all before. And Smuff was right. Smuff was like, "How many super kicks are we going to get?"
There was a lot of them too.
Yeah. You
know? When that match happened, like, yep, prediction right. Because there was a number of super kicks and two other moveset, and that was it. The fight that they had the second night was better than that match, period.
Talk to me nice, got it right. Jimmy's not a good solo wrestler. Nah. There's a reason why Jay is main event Jay. He was the one who broke off, and Jimmy is just playing his part on the side. There's a reason for that.
It's a reason why there's no Yeet.
Pretty much.
I'm kind of torn between Jay right now because that's another situation. We talk about WrestleMania, but Jay being the number one contender for the heavyweight belt right now, I kind of feel like it was someone else should have got that. But anywho. But yeah,
I'll ride with it for now.
I think it should have been shit, man. It should have been damn. Who all was in that? I think I agree with Rich, man. Ricochet probably should have got that, but again, that's the raw after.
Yeah,
Look, the Usos was the worst match of that Saturday, and I also kind of feel like Saturday was it was weird because it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of tell the successful was like you know what I'm saying, but it was good. It was a good match with Rhea.
Rhea Becky was good. Yeah,
that was a good start. They set it off.
Very good start. Yeah,
I'm saying like Rhea's interest was dope. Becky was cool for what it was, but like, you know, Rhea's like maintaining her dominance. Like, you're not gonna be fucking with me. You know, this is not how this is gonna work. And she came out and did her thing with it, so that was cool. And of course, the last match was, you know, predictable, but it was entertaining too. You know what I'm saying?
102 degrees, 102 degree temperature allegedly.
Yeah,
that was supposed to be her flu game, though, right?
But, yeah. Boy. Yeah, I ain't gonna mention the fact that that Rhea Ripley got her hair done on Panola Road.
Yeah,
got no mistake.
Well,
she had the blowout, didn't she?
Now Wesley Chapel.
Sure did.
Right.
She had the blowout for real. Like, oh, okay. But you know, it was hardcore. It was punk rock when she came out to the little band, whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna lie to you, maybe I was drinking a little bit. I thought that was her at first.
Everybody, I thought the same thing too.
Like, she's gonna sing before she come out? Okay, that's dope. Okay. I thought that was really, but they both came out of their thing with it. It was cool. Good. It was good. It set the tone, which is cool. But I also figured it was cold at night. Night one was probably like, all right, cool. You know, make sure things was going to happen, break it down. But
like you said, man, again, it's a night one, I think did a good job of setting the table. Night two was supposed to be. Ultimately, it definitely got the assignment right in doing that. Like you said, man, the women's title match was cool. You said, damn. Of course, Sammy and Walt.
That was a good
that
match.
Was, yeah, that was real a dip. Of course, though. I figured that was going to be a banger. That was going to be a banger match. I mean,
that was my favorite match of that night.
Yeah, kind of disappointed that, you know, Chad wasn't in that spot, but again, Sammy knows how to do that damn thing, man. And when they show Sammy's family, and they show Kevin Owens in Gorilla talking about you got this. I should have known
that was good. That cinematic. That was that cinematic thing.
It sure was though.
That was the perfect moment for Kevin Owens to get the U.S. title. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Same thing.
And Sammy was right there before he walked out. Like, yo, you got this belt, right? Let's get it. That would have been a perfect setup. But I am cool with, you know, I'm cool with Logan Paul holding the belt because giving it legitimacy. And you know, he did what he did with it.
And Logan Paul's putting in work. I'm sorry, I just didn't like him, but he's actually Logan Paul is good. He's
a good wrestler, man.
He's a good wrestler. He's
his personality.
Nobody has taken. So taking on to wrestling faster than it should have been, you know, than Logan Paul.
Right.
He's definitely been doing it. Yeah. Like I said, again, the dude's good. Ain't no other way around it.
Yeah.
He might still be an annoying personality, but the dude is he's definitely good for what he is. And like I said, man, even though I think night one, like I said we definitely gotta. I'm going to address the elephant in the building and. In dangers of being that guy, I'm still kind of, even though I'm not torn on the result, I'm still torn on you know the at least what to make of Jade Cargill right now in the WWE because she is really the closest thing to Goldberg that we have, but and that's not a good thing because she has a long way to go.
Oh yeah,
before we can see her get somebody like a Bianca. Even an Italian or somebody again. She's
nowhere near Rhea.
Might take some work from Jake Paul, Logan Paul. I get them mixed up.
Yeah, that's
Logan Paul. Yeah,
that's a good elephant in the room description, man.
Yeah.
That match wasn't really super fulfilling to me.
It wasn't. It really wasn't. Not hating the results, but the match itself.
Yeah, you know, the moment was cool. You know what I'm saying? They had the whole, she was looking like the Undertaker. You know what I'm saying? she had like the whole vibe, and you know, Naomi was looking, they all looking dope. You know, it was dope.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, they were really looking like they're pushing that man. Like, okay, she's gonna be Goldberg until they can figure that out, or that's gonna be what it is. She's gonna be beating people up, in the quickest times. And letting that be, also holding the fact that she ain't had no moves. But I'm hoping that it kind of changed, but it doesn't look like it at the moment.
Not right now. And plus, you know, damn, you know, Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson cameoing in the Mysterio versus the Legado del Fantasma match.
That was
the only thing that we remember from that one. So
that match was meh.
Exactly. From that match to the Intercontinental Championship match, like the weakest part of night one. And that's the main reason why I would put night two above, because I don't think night two had a bad match.
Yeah.
Every match made sense. And
night two, it started off.
That first match.
And then when Drew came in with the fucking Claymore off the rip, we knew what that match was going to be.
I really thought Seth was going to win.
Before we get to that match, just go back to the night one main event. Shout out to Rock for actually, you know, The Rock did his fair share. It wasn't like Roman Reigns working like 25 minutes, then The Rock works 5, and then Roman works another 10. They worked the longest match in WrestleMania history, and The Rock put in his work.
Yes, he did. That was a good match. I forgot all about that match.
Come here, you know what I'm saying? We got to see The Rock bottom. We got to see the elbow. We got to see all. So
we had The Rock threatening to fire the referee, telling him he doesn't fuck around.
Look,
that was funny.
That was awesome. Like, you mess around, you want to, I'm gonna fire you. And you're like, I can't do it.
I'm sorry, Cody.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you want me to do, Cody? What you want me to do, Roman? You know, Dan Rollins, like, can't do nothing. Right. Man. Sorry. And Self did the thing too. He paid for it. Good, you know, looking crazy.
That was crazy. I thought the Seth was gonna beat Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest was gonna cash in, but it was the other way around.
It actually made sense because again, Drew's ego is the reason he doesn't have that belt right now.
Yeah,
he could have just left well alone.
That shit was so damn funny too.
Man. I was crying when that happened, man. I was like,
he told him, man, suck it, then.
Like, this dumbass.
CM Punk is.
Right, he was paying attention more to CM Punk than he was Seth Rollins. So I'm like, okay. It's going to be interesting how this is going to work.
Yeah.
Boom, Damian Priest come out. I like,
he's cashing in, but yeah. As soon as you know when they lost those tag team titles, yep, he's cashing in.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it. So, see, and then this is what we're talking about with the effect now, man. Like, more people are getting into it. Like, more people are starting to watch it now. I'm getting my girlfriend to watch it as well. Like, we enjoying it. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is cool. We're bringing it back to where we can get back and sit on the couch on Mondays, Fridays, and enjoy it and have some fun with it. And Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying, if you want to go deeper into the dive with NXT, this is dope, man. It feels good to be back into the frame of love and wrestling again, man.
Yeah. And like you said, man, again, it was just drawing. Yeah. People were coming back to it, and people are absolutely coming back to droves. Because again, as I talked to Benassi, he said he got his girlfriend to start watching it. My girl, she was looking it up so she could talk intelligently with me about it. So yeah, it was. Exactly, man. This is a paradigm shift that we're gonna talk about. Yeah, we're gonna talk about it some more in like the after effects of it was great.
It was great wrestling, great storylines. Like, I mean, yeah.
I enjoyed it. Like,
great storyline. Everybody did that. Everybody knew the assignment.
Yeah, I just hate it's the same weekend as WrestleMania. That was it. But it was, this weekend was a crazy weekend. I mean,
the push, man. Everybody was talking. Meek Mills was there, you know,
Wale.
He's a big wrestling fan, and
That's why he does the Wale Mania. That's why he does the Wale Mania. In fact, bro, if WrestleMania comes back to the A, and you know what, with Cody being champion, you better bring that shit to the bins, Cody. If you listen to the first rounders right now, bring WrestleMania back to the bins.
They need to.
Bro, I would definitely go to Wale. I would definitely want to check out the Wale Mania, y'all. That shit. I don't know if y'all saw any of the clips online, but
yeah,
that shit look hot.
That was dope. Like, I don't want to be there for real. That concert.
I want to be there for real.
Come on, man. Bring that for real. You know,
then play Miami Knights.
All of that shit, bro. Just bring that shit to the A.
Most definitely. And the celebrity was out. Shout out to the homie George Kittle, a wrestling fan. He was there for mm-hmm. He was there all night too, doing his thing. Definitely showing love to Bay Area Bailey for winning the women's championship. That was a match that I didn't really get. That match was all right too. That's cool. It was good, but I didn't care too much about it like that. It was needed for Bailey to do her thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that it came through the way she did. She came out cool with the whole Spartans and stuff carrying her ass, or was it Egyptian gods?
Egyptians.
Just carrying her ass, and you know, then one of them looked like he almost dropped their ass because you know, yeah, you know.
Well,
she kind of got some drunk in the trunk, so you know, somebody almost didn't make it all the way through with carrying it.
Hold on,
let you go ahead and walk the rest of the way, baby. There you go, have fun. And you know, she came out and did her thing, man. So I'm hoping that title run is going to be good for her because, like I was saying on the other show, EO wasn't able to do much with the belt when she got it. So I'm like, okay. We need to bring out the women's belt now for real. So
yeah, like I said, unfortunately, Bailey is just – she's overlooked when it comes to, you know, women's wrestling being stamped because again, for real ones that know, it was her match against Sasha Banks – And you know, take over Brooklyn that ultimately just let folks know that hey, we got some girls that can put on some bangers now. We need to treat them. You know, again, Vince, keep your dirty ass over there. We ain't doing no bra, so we are not doing bra and panties with these girls.
Man,
we're gonna put them in real matches.
Talking about Tiffany Stratton.
I can only imagine, man.
Stacey Keibler.
Deviant. Yeah, you already know though, but
it put her finger little.
Tori Wilson too.
Yeah, like the talent that was wasted, man. But hey, look, our little kid sells an adolescent growth. He didn't care that much at the moment. I'm like, oh
no, didn't
hormones are popping. Like, whoa, Brian Bennett, man. Okay. Let's go. You know what I'm saying?
But year four.
Hindsight 2020 type of deal. But that was probably the weakest match. Well, the Street Profits match was good. To me, I like the Street Profits match because it was
I liked it too. But again, everybody got involved. Bro, yeah. I don't think I've seen Scarlett take a bump until that match.
B-Fab.
Scarlett through the table. And of course, everybody played up. Again, it was just one of those matches that WrestleMania is about. You know, you could bring back Bubba Ray Dudley. You know that he's going to do the Dudley Boys stick. And they just have, again, for people who don't realize, man, you know, Montez Sweat and Hawkins, they're our age. So they grew up watching, you know, Bubba Ray Dudley, and Devon Dudley putting cats through tables. So I know that their 12-year-old selves are going crazy doing the what's up and all of that. Even Bobby Lashley got it to it. So
awesome, man. That was beautiful.
It was just one of those cool things that you said, like, man, you can appreciate.
Right.
Bubba Ray put the glasses on. We're like, okay. And the added factor to that was having Snoop Dogg being the commentator. Because that was funny as hell.
Snoop Dogg was funny as hell.
He was killing the commentator.
Snoop Dogg was really like, he was like, man, because he was just being real with it. He was like, oh, snap. That table, like, it came from your grandma's family reunion table. That's crazy, you know. Like, just being that commentator, you know, at his finest. He was high as hell. I already know he was. So,
You know it.
He was.
You know it.
Talking about gin and juice to drink. I'm like, oh shit,
man. That man was. He was super high when he came back out to announce the attendance record. You're like, man,
mm-hmm.
Cool beans. You know what I'm saying? He was stupid high from that, but that was a good match as well. That was the lower cards match, but you know.
Yeah, so they were LA Knight and AJ Styles. And they took a crazy bump on the outside, man. But yeah, it was also decent too. Again, they probably could have put on a better match.
Yeah,
it was decent for the while. Again, LA Knight getting the win, you know, keep his momentum going. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised because there's actually rumors that before the card changed, that LA Knight would have challenged Logan Paul for the U.S. Championship. And I probably won't be surprised if that's the story going forward. But
Should be.
Yeah. Let me talk to you.
Speaking of the U.S. titles, man, Kevin Owens damn near killed Randy Orton on that golf cart. Coming down.
Randy Orton, like, slow the fuck down.
Slow down, my guy.
We are not, you know what I'm saying? This is not Augusta. Like, we are not on the regular field going down a steep diagonal, and you are driving like you are on the highway, sir. I am not even holding on to the right pole. I could have fly through that ring if you would have stopped abruptly and went to the other side. Like, you know what I'm saying? That would have been crazy.
About to be worse than Titus O'Neil. They busting his ass.
But he did give us a cool RKO. The RKO that came from out of what was the move? Weird, like, it was throwing him in the air.
Pop up power bomb.
Yeah, the power bomb RKO. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, them RKOs are that's like one of my favorite finishing moves, that and rock bottom. But the RKOs can come out of nowhere. Come out the ring.
We need RKO eye show speed on the announce table.
Oh, that was funny as hell.
That was too funny.
That was funny as hell. Because I'm just not seeing more of his videos because he's the social media dude. But like, that was funny when he kicked the shit out of him, like Spartan style. Like, this ain't what you want, bro. Not what you need right here. Like, you need to get out of the way. You know what I'm saying? Let this be. But he took advantage of that. Logan Paul took advantage of it and, you know, grabbed the belt back. So, I mean, kept the belt. So, cool. Understandable. Understanding that it is what it is, but I believe to me, my favorite match was, of course, that last match.
Oh, that last match was interesting. The
match. You know what? Again, like I said, that Matt Night One did a great job of setting the tone for what's going to come in that match. We all knew Bloodline. We had to stack the odds against Cody.
Yeah, I knew Bloodline was going to win.
Yeah, I was like, he had to stack the odds though, just to make folks, just to, you know, have him go through some adversity. And after it was announced, y'all knew that this was going to be the most overbooked, you know, most needlessly overbooked match of all time. But you know what? I love every single bit of that overbooking that they did.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did too.
Like, you know what I'm saying? The setup was good. Like, that you had a good 10, 15 minutes of a one-on-one match.
Right.
Like, it wasn't like out the gate, here come The Rock and Solo and Jim. You know, they were fighting man to man, boom, back and forth. You saw it was lingering. You probably knew something was going to happen, but they let the folks fight for a good minute, and that was good. Like, you got a good match, like a real good match before it went in game level style towards the end.
Exactly.
I love the entrances.
I almost played, you know, I almost played in-game Portal song when I saw John Cena come out.
Bro.
On your left. Damn, ball spot and all.
He's embracing.
No, that man was jogging to the ring. He no longer does a full sprint. That man was jogging. Like, I'll get there.
That strength to do the damn, you know what I'm saying, do the FU. Cause like, you know,
hell, he didn't even get to do that. Damn, Rock just scooped him up and just gave him a down rock bottom.
he needed that energy beforehand. Yeah. Before he went and broke down. But I was going to back up to say, like, the entrance was dope. Cody Rhodes' interest was good, bringing out.
Romans was great. I like
Roman was awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Romans was great. In fact, I'm sorry, Ronaldo, but going back even to Night One, Rock's interest was
incredible.
The final boss.
The final boss, and it looked like a final boss coming down. Man. Damn!
You couldn't beat that, man. Just
and also. The People's Championship belt looks better than the WWE Undisputed belt. Just to let folks know.
Yeah, that belt was stupid. Right? I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
That People's Champions belt looks much better.
The whole
it's better than WWE's championship.
From the carry that belt out to the ring, I'm like, oh, she's bringing the Brahma Bull belt. That's awesome. I wish he would have brought his old championship belt, the Brahma Bull old championship belt. That would have been fun. You know, it is what it was. I like that there was a belt that, you know, Muhammad Ali's, respect for that. But yeah, the Ross interest was good. Seth Rollins was interesting with the tribe,
the Mardi Gras folks.
it was It was a whole. It was a.
Didn't I say he looked like a? Didn't I say in the group he looked like a damn deaconess? Like
a deacon. He definitely brought the whole. He brought all the fabrics and fit in Philadelphia for real. Like, they don't have that look.
I was like, that man, Seth Rollins is related to Kim Mulkey. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He is.
Oh, he stole that outfit from Kim Mulkey.
Hey, one way or the other.
Right.
One way or the other, though, man. But going back to Roman's interest, yeah, man. Again, from what I understand, Roman's interest was actually played by that, by that orchestra setup. They played it. It wasn't played, it wasn't his music that they played, regularly. His entire interest was played by that orchestra.
Yeah. That was awesome. That was just incredible for, and then for him to come out, it makes me hurt more than he lost the belt. But it was just that entrance was always so graceful and powerful, man. So he's like, oh, I like that question that Richard had put out there. The people's champion. I don't think it is.
I think it's just gonna be Rock's. Me too.
I think the Rock's gonna take that belt and put it up somewhere. That was just his little chance to show it off a little bit, like. I got a belt too, so it's cool.
Yeah.
And he, I guess he was tired of holding on that Cody Mama's belt around. He wanted to.
Mama Rhodes.
And she did her thing last night too. Mama Rhodes, they all did their thing towards the end because of the.
Yeah, everybody played their part. Shoot, we even got a cameo for Shield Seth Rollins.
That was awesome. When the Shield music hit.
I know they're not. I know they're not.
If they would have got, Dean Ambrose, I'd be like, oh.
Okay. I was thinking that too. I was thinking both him and Dean Ambrose was coming out. Like, but no, nah, I mean, it was cool that he brought out, for storyline's sake that he came with it. But all the cameos were perfect because, and it came at the right time after the good match.
Yeah, they all have history. Even Undertaker. I think we saw the latest meme in the group chat. Undertaker's been feuding with the Bloodline. Since before a lot of us were born.
When that gong hit, I stood up. Like, yeah. I was like, oh shit. Like I actually stood up and like looked at the screen. Like, I was like, oh shit, the gong. Like, oh, I know the fact that everybody was really wanting that glass hit though, but.
Oh yeah.
Gong's good too.
Gong's good too, yeah. Again, there's history there. There's definitely history there.
They had WrestleMania without Undertaker, so I understood that whole part. But if that glass did broke, if that glass would have broke, man, you talking about pandemonium in that ring, in that whole stadium, that glass would have broke. Lord,
absolutely,
Lord, that would have probably put it over the top as like one of the best matches of all time. If the glass broke and he came out and did Stunner too, because who sells the Stone Cold Stunner the best? The Rock.
The Rock does. Dwayne does.
He sells that Stunner. Like
talking about the Scorpion King.
What?
Him too.
The Rock would have, I don't know how, he would have still had the jumps to do it, but if The Rock would have got that stun, he probably would have flipped out the ring. So it would have been awesome to have that, but it was cool to have the choke slam. It was cool.
But do you know what's the good mark of storytelling, y'all, especially in wrestling? Again, with the long-term booking puts layers, long-term book, it actually puts layers on too, the story, because ultimately it was Roman Reigns, just like we said, it was pride and hubris that got Drew McIntyre. He could have left well enough alone with CM Punk. It was Roman again, right after all of that, him and Cody, were battling for the chair. Roman gets the chair. Who did he go after? Instead of going after Cody Rhodes, he went after Seth Rollins because of what Seth did almost a decade ago when he turned his back on the Shield. He went after him instead of securing, another title defense. And ultimately, it's what cost him. And he ate three crossroads. And
hey, look,
new world. Hey, like Talk to Me Nice said, new undisputed WWE champion.
The pain that Samantha Irvin had in her voice, or the emotion, not the pain,
bruh,
that she had in her voice.
That's when you knew. And you know what? Shout out to Samantha Irvin, man. Samantha Irvin is absolute great. She sets the tone great, bro.
My girl says she is saying it with her chest. She is saying it with her chest. And kudos to her for real. But definitely this comment out here, like Talk to Me Nice, man. Roman has to get that credit. He definitely brought me back into the interest of it. Like, Roman was like damn, this dude had the belt for 4 years almost. Okay. Like he really did what he had to do, especially during the COVID, to, you know what I'm saying, make some relevance from WWE.
He was the true final, he was the true final boss for these last, you know, almost 4 years. He, again, this was the guy who absolutely held it down. Like I said, nobody could beat him. He was the final boss. Probably the best final boss that WWE, you know, has at least put, who WWE has at least booked, I think, since Yokozuna, I want to say.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the, you know, he was the main event. It is what it is, you know? And that's incredible how it worked itself out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What's going on, man? Shout out to you for coming online.
What's good, LB? You know, good to see you, my boy.
Like you said, amazing storytelling, man. It all came to play to, you know what I'm saying, to work itself out. Like, that's how you main event a Mania. You know what I'm saying? Like, end it with a bomb like that. Like, you just end it with just really good wrestling from both of them, for one. And then have your pops, have your people come out, boom, 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 this, that, the third. And that emotional end, man, when he got the belt finally, because 3 years, 3.5 years, nobody ever seen the belt change. And now you got that ultimate ending. And his music was perfect for it too. So, you know, everybody loved the music. His music is like the super theme song now. So,
yeah, I think one of the best things about, you know, again, this was all earned. Like I said, this was a story, like I said, where it's a perfect storm of circumstances, you know, where, again, it was the right guy, the right moment, and you had to just definitely take advantage of it. I don't want to say we got some breaking news. Yeah. This man even held up Minneapolis. And
I heard they beat out of Las Vegas, which would have been dope. I still want to come to the A.
Yeah, I was about to say, Cody, you're the champion. Make this happen. Make this happen, yeah. Cody.
Maybe we'll see Brock Lesnar versus Gunther.
That would be, if Brock ever gets clear, or if he don't, but you know.
Exactly. There we go. But we definitely see Gunther, yeah, going for it. But again, though, I think, because I was actually watching the clip of when Ron Simmons, back when he was actually Ron Simmons in WCW, when he beat Vader for the WCW Heavyweight Championship, and some faces came out. Yeah, you even had a young Dustin Rhodes came out, man. Yeah, and some other faces, you know, for the company, man. I think that helps add, you know, to that. Because I remember when Lex Luger beat Hogan on Nitro, so all the faces came out to celebrate it. Like I said, that just helped add to the visual, man. You see, you know, you saw Sami Zayn, you saw Kevin Owens, you even saw Randy Orton. Randy Orton as a mega face is still something that's weird.
Yeah, that's weird for me, real. Steve,
but he's playing his role, though. I'll never get to LA Knight was out there. Then, of course, you know, Brandi Rhodes, man, his other family, man, his sister, Mama Rhodes, you know, he gave the belt for his mom to hold, man. Like I said, it was a really beautiful moment, man. Like I said, I'm definitely, you know, again, for anybody who wants to still say that wrestling's fake, that's the same old joke, you know, that we've, bro, that joke is pretty much riding the chick across the road, man. Like I said, just kill that shit. We all know what wrestling is, man. It's no different than any other forms of entertainment and storytelling, man.
Right.
We just happen to like this form of entertainment very well enough to bless y'all with our thoughts on it, man. And again, this WrestleMania show that it can be just as effective at getting the emotions that you need, just as good as any other show, movie, or whatever you choose to consume. So
they definitely did that thing, man. They definitely put something together good. They bought it in something really good, and I hope that it continues, because it's a very good sign for wrestlers, like, you know, to get evolved and get put over and become known, the new stars coming in to take over. And, you know, it's just going to be awesome just to see week in and week out. Now, like, I'm interested in watching Raw and SmackDown again. Like,
exactly. Yeah. We still got SmackDown. Like I said, again, for folks who watch it live, I mean, some of you all, you know, probably going to catch it, you know, on the replay tip, though, man. But yeah, we still got one more show to deal with the fallout from WrestleMania and SmackDown Friday. So yeah, we still got more to go.
And we got more to go. up soon. You know what I'm saying? The draft could be a whole another thing. Like, I can't wait to see the draft. The draft is like soon. They mentioned the date.
Yeah, 26. Yeah, it's gonna be first on that SmackDown and then the Raw after.
I'm like, oh, this is gonna be very interesting because I was gonna worry because Cody and Damian Priest are both like Raw, you know, Raw.
What's gonna happen is Damian Priest is gonna go to SmackDown. Cody's gonna stay at Raw. Nah, I already know how that's gonna go.
I think so. It might be the way. I think Cody might go to SmackDown.
Oh, okay.
Get Fox.
Hey, I want Roman to come to Raw. I want Roman Reigns to come to Raw.
We probably won't see Roman Reigns for a while. And that's the same as Seth Rollins. Because I think Seth Rollins, I think he's taking some time off
Heal up. They both are with their kid now. I think they're going to be. But, you know, I don't want it to get to where, like, a lot of these wrestlers, like, I mean, of course, do your thing. You got the, you know, you got the heel and stuff like that. But, you know, Roman, I'm hoping everything's good. We got to see response from Roman, though. You know, you can't have it to where he's disappeared now. Like, he has to come out Friday. Be honest with you, he has to come out Friday. Like he has to address something off of it. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to wrestle him, but he needs to. I feel like he needs to come out Friday, and you know, make a statement, make some moves. What's going to happen next? Because we can't all of a sudden not think about the Bloodline. We still got the Bloodline. Like you know what I'm saying? Like Solo, the Wise Man. Like we, you know what I'm saying? What Jimmy going to do? Like everybody, what's going to happen now? Now that he doesn't have the belt. So I'm interested.
It's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, again, like I said, what are y'all? Yeah, man. So I think it's safe to say that we are all here for the Paul Levesque era of WWE.
Yes, we are. I'm definitely here for it.
Without a doubt.
Definitely not here for the John Laurinaitis or the Vince McMahon or the other Mark is. Bruce Pritchard, that's cool. His name.
It was cool to see Stephanie come out second night, introduced WrestleMania. Stephanie McMahon coming out, like, oh, surprise. Cool. Exactly. Big up her husband. You know.
Yep. They're for Triple H and letting folks know that hey, this is Triple H's. Yeah, a McMahon is letting people know that this is Triple H's company. That's what she did.
Long time coming in, too. Like, all right, like I said, mm-hmm. like I was saying in the beginning, man, the beginning where he was with Hunter Hearst Helmsley to where he's at now. So it's like,
damn. Back when he was feuding with the hog farmers, he was feuding with the Godwins.
the man had a Grateful Pine commercial type segment where he was just sitting in on his chair and.
Gosh, man.
Yeah, came a long way.
Yes, he has. I took me back.
Phineas, I got
Phineas. Yeah, Phineas.
Hank O'Gowan, bro. Gosh.
Did Phineas become Midian? Is that Midian with the Undertaker when he had the ministry?
I think he did. Not the ministry. Back when ABA was the Acolytes.
That was a good time when he was whole ministry. Corporation and the ministry for you was awesome.
Damn. Oh, when they joined the corporate ministry.
Corporate ministry.
Yeah, they had Bruce Pritchard's name all over that.
Like, wow, okay, that's what we're doing now. That's cool. Whew. I guess it was what it was. Undertaker was a good soldier. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Especially back then.
Up until now, you see, he is a good soldier. He will do what he needs to do for WWE. So
he will.
Yep.
From what I heard, I feel like that was the Undertaker. That Undertaker appearance was because didn't go down with Stone Cold.
Anyway, makes sense.
Undertaker, can you show up? I got y'all. Just
makes go sense.
Ring the bell. Hit my music. Turn the lights off. I got you. Say no more.
Say less.
Say less. Yeah. But man, guys, this was a great episode. Really.
Absolutely.
Really great. Another great episode. Another great episode before episode 150. And
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. 150, y'all. That's crazy.
Yeah, book 50.
150.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be like our greatest hits. It's gonna be like a greatest hit show.
Yeah.
I guess
we could just say that it won't be like the next, it won't be next week or even the week after.
Yeah.
It's gonna be afterwards though, man. But don't worry though. Even though one of us won't be here for it. And it's the boy with the birthday that's coming up.
Hey, y'all acknowledge me, man. I'm turning 40.
So somebody's having a birthday coming up, though. Yeah. But you know what, though? I think we are going to have still a draft party, though.
Are you down for
Ronaldo having a draft party on the 25th?
Look, we finally drafting in the first round, so that's awesome. I'm here.
Just let y'all know, we are the first rounders. We're not the second rounder, so
So we all gonna have the we still gonna have the live draft in NFL draft party for the first round. We're not gonna have it for the second round.
Nah.
It's gonna be for the first round. We're gonna have the live NFL draft party. So you all know everybody's gonna join us. Shoot, man. We might even have some special guests on the panel too, man. So shit, man. Just hang with us. We're gonna watch it live. You're probably gonna see me throw some shit, man. If the Falcons fuck up this 8th overall pick, but it's going to be a good time as always, though, man. So y'all can join us for the draft show, and then we'll pick up for there, though. So yeah. probably no show next week. But
nah, yeah.
But we still got y'all covered, you know, for the NFL draft.
Oh yeah, and we will have some more wrestling episodes as well. Especially probably going to be doing around the pay per view events. Maybe we probably could do. Cause I think they got like a King of the Ring one or something coming up.
King and Queen of the Ring.
I can do something with that. You never
especially know. With like the big four pay per views.
Yeah, we definitely do the big four pay per views. I already know that we doing big pay per views. It probably can do Money in the Bank. You never know.
Yeah, I was about to throw Money in the Bank in there too.
Yeah,
I'm gonna call them pay per views. No, what are they call PLEs?
Premium live events. Yeah,
which makes more sense now.
Like an NFL thing, you buy the seeds or something.
Yeah, PSLs.
Oh, okay, PSLs. Okay. So, buying some WWE stock. What are we doing? Okay.
Right.
Okay. Cool. I won't mind.
Yeah. But y'all guys, y'all would got in the shout outs before we wrap this thing up.
Man, just definitely shout out to of course the founder B. William, of course Corporate Rivers. That had made an appearance on the show tonight, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing. And of course, you, the real Reggie, the big three is here tonight. The real big three is going on right now.
And we ain't talking about Ice Cube either.
No.
or Drake, J. Cole and Kendrick. But you know, the Fantastic Four is where it really is with the first round. So shout out to you guys, man,
for sure. The Four Horsemen of Foolery.
Four Horsemen on
that's
that.
Actually, hey, that's actually another good alias for us.
Four Horsemen of Foolery.
I take that. So, of course, you know, I'm glad we was able to, you know, have some fun tonight. Shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. We had some cool views. Talk to me nice, Demetrius, Brian, birthday. What was it?
JR. Yeah.
JR, man. Appreciate Richard. Everybody came in that came in tonight on comment. Appreciate y'all as always, man. It was an amazing time to be able to interact with y'all. So, definitely shout out to you guys with that. And tune in soon for some more future episodes, man. Can't wait. Also, shout out to X-Men 97. As you can tell by the name, X-Men 97 is the best thing on Earth right now. So, you just can't. There's nothing else to say about it, but it's the best thing on Earth. So, there you go.
Yeah, again. Yeah, again, I'll definitely come in on that. X-Men 97 knows the assignment. they know the assignment. I thought I was ready, but episode five showed me that they still have a whole lot. Boy, they came in and said you ain't seen nothing yet, man. So yeah, X-Men 97. Shout out to you. Shout out to Remy LeBeau. Shout out to Remy LeBeau. If you know, you know. Shout out to Shogun. Shogun's another great show right now going on. Shogun is absolute masterpiece. You know it's another good show? I've been watching Fallout all day. Fallout's another good one. Even though I'm familiar with the games. I never played any of the game series, though. But
But I haven't started yet. I have to get off the. I'm still getting off my my heartbreak of episode 5. But I am gonna I'm gonna watch it now because I'm with myself now. Like, you know, I'm good now. So I'm gonna definitely check it out tonight and see what it's talking about.
Oh yeah, I think you'll enjoy it, Ronaldo. I definitely think you'll enjoy it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah,
it's Amazon too. So they have not.
Well, Amazon hasn't missed. Amazon hasn't missed, bro.
They have not missed. So I'm quite sure I'm going to enjoy it.
Oh yeah. So shout out to, you know, the content creators putting out some great content right now, and of course we're putting out great content right now. So shout out to us.
Yes.
Shout out to D. Willingham. Shout out to King Leon. Shout out to Corporal Rivers.
Let's go.
Shout out to myself.
Let's go.
Shout out to everybody who's joining us again. You know, glad talk to me nice. Glad you're able to find us. We definitely enjoyed the interactions and everybody else in the comment section tonight, man. Y'all definitely, you know, the real MVPs. Hate that De Niro could join us though.
Yeah, I know, right? I need to hit De Niro, like, man.
Yeah, I was about to say, he must up, be real man. Busy
because he's here every is.
Night.
Yeah,
he's here every night though. But for everybody who joined us, thank you all again. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world right now.
Right.
You're here with us. And we definitely appreciate it. So, as always, do us a favor. Again, like, comment, subscribe, share. All of that. And also, hit that notification button. Richard told me that he's hit the notifications. So that's how Richard's able to tune in every day. So, don't forget, hit that bell on YouTube so you can be notified whenever we go live.
Yep, that bell will do it.
Yep, that bell will do it, man. That bell will never lead you astray. And meet, we definitely going to print up some four
horsemen. We got to, for real. We got to, four horsemen.
Bro, the first rounders logo and the four horsemen and the coolie on the back.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Oh, yeah. That'd be dope right there. But, man, I ain't got too many shout-outs. You know, shout-out to my wife. Shout-out to Reagan. Oh, tickets are on sale now for Miss Black Northeast Georgia.
Yeah.
If y'all's girlfriends, wives, y'all interested in that, going to get yourselves a ticket for it, you know. But yeah, I ain't got two.
Oh, I got one. I got an update for you. Got an update for you. So I'm one step closer. I am now following Deadlift Shrimp on Instagram.
Oh shit.
We're almost there.
Yeah, he needs to follow you back.
We're waiting for that. I'm just waiting for that.
That's coming. Yeah, that's coming.
But we almost got this Deadlift Shrimp interview coming.
Yes.
Right now, it's going to come.
Yeah, we got to get him on here for real. Well,
Deadlift Shrimp will be on the first round. Hey,
if he can be on Parks and Recreation, he can be on the first rounders.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And on that note, y'all have a good night, listeners.
Peace. Good night. And also, hold on. Before we do shut down, man, also, early birthday shout out to you, man. Since we're not going to have since we won't be able to, you know, give you a birthday shout out when you're here. Early birthday shout out to you, B.
Appreciate that.
Enjoy that shit. Like I said, man, you only turned 40 once.
Right. That is true.
It's going to be good, man. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be stupid. But yeah. Appreciate the birthday shout outs. And y'all, listeners, y'all, everybody else, y'all have a good night. Stay safe out there. Peace.
Have a good weekend.
Meditate, sell the things that I cannot change. Like I never sell my ass or my soul for fame. I'm so player, pimp tight, real kosher. I'm debonair, don't need no deal or exposure. Fuck the nation.